And the first person I'd like to start asking questions of would be Steve David, who won the National High Point Drivers Championship last year and also was the winner of the Evansville race. So, Steve, what I'll do is I'll ask one question, and then after that I'll let the professionals go with Gordon, Bob, and Torrance out there and everybody else that can hop in very quickly. But, you know, Steve, when you won the National High Point Championship last year, the Driver National High Point Championship, you probably won it because you were Mr. Steady Eddie. With the way that the fleet is going to be this year with such top-notch boats and good boats, what has the Miss Madison Oh Boy Oberto team done to kind of make it a little bit more than Steady Eddie and maybe really put you right up into the top each and every week?
No doubt. I think the competition is the deepest. I don't think this would be an overstatement, the deepest it's ever been in the sport. So for anyone to really place well consistently this year, it's going to be a real challenge because every heat you're running like it's a final. So the guys have completely rebuilt the boat this year, the guys and gals of our team, new propellers, gear ratios, engines, mics, refined the hull. So we're as competitive as we can possibly be because we have to be because we've got an awful lot of sharp people we're going to be racing against.
If you take a look at your team and the type of money that the Oh Boy Oberto Miss Madison team has been able to put into the sport, have you been able to increase that money and increase the amount of testing you've been able to do?
Yeah, we've not been able to test just because of the sheer cost of testing and all the other aspects that go into it. But money-wise, Oberto has been very generous and has increased the money plus certain other incentives every year for us to be able to you know, let us really run a very strong program. Certainly not at the levels of years gone by with the Bud teams and what have you, but it's our guys are able to take a copper and you know a penny and stretch that into 1,000 miles of copper wire. So we're in pretty good shape.
Steve, this is Paul Skrulak in Detroit.
Hey, Paul.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You still alive up there, huh?
Oh, hanging in.
Okay.
How disappointed, or are you disappointed? There were a lot of rumors last fall that Bob was talking to Joe, and I talked to Bob two or three times, and he thought he had something worked out, and it kept falling through. And the boat that you thought would be in your garage suddenly is a couple hundred miles north.
We're not disappointed at all, Paul, because Weber needs all the help he can get, and we felt this would keep him going for a few more years.
Well, some things haven't changed in 2006.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Steve, Gordon Engelhart, just describe your emotions winning at Evansville last year, and I believe it was 89 or 90. That was, you know, Evansville's the first place you ever raced a hydroplane. Just kind of take your emotions from those two things.
Oh, yeah. 88 was the first time I'd ever been in Unlimited, and that was at Evansville. So I guess that's kind of like my, you know, that was my first home track. And winning there last year was significant for us for a few reasons, obviously. It's the beginning of the season, so it kind of gets the buzz going. And with Madison following the next weekend, it really helped with ticket sales up there. So it was really a win-win for everybody, for the team, I think validation for what they did during the winter, and also a win for Madison. And it was kind of the first victory of the post-Bud era, so that was really significant to us.
And just kind of a follow-up to that, just talk about your hopes of defending your title and you know, being kind of the historical torch carrier, you know, with the Madison movie, Madison Regatta and all that. Say something wonderful about that.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to win, whether that's, you know, take the other boats out by running into them or cheat, but we're going to win.
adding to that, but with the close competition, I mean, you literally will be racing closer and closer. I mean, with only, you know, with 11 boats in the fleet, any type of attrition hurts the series down the road. What do teams and what drivers do to make sure that, indeed, they keep those boats going?
Well, we bring extra fiberglass to lend everybody that we take out, so we don't feel too bad about it.
I see what you battle with, Weber. Anyway.
And, Steve, just talk about, you know, all the stuff that's happened. This is Gordon again. All the stuff that's happened the last few years with 11 boats coming to Evansville, maybe, you know, the sport's healthier than people think.
It really is. I mean, you know, you look at a guy like Kim Gregory, he's back, and Kim is certainly substantial. The deal that Mike Weber has put together with Ted Porter, and Ted comes from a terrific family. It's both the quality of owners, and I think the depth of financial commitment is just amazing. I mean, it really is a phoenix, if you will, a rebirth of the sport in this new era. So it's exciting to be a part of it with what I think we're going to see this year.
Is it okay to talk to Mike, or are we staying with
you? No, Mike's open game, too.
Okay, Mike, I'm sorry, this is Gordon Englehart again. That Fred Farley wrote the story, I don't know if you've seen it, about, you know, the Hoosier State, the new capital of hydro racing. Everybody talks about, you know, Seattle, Detroit, et cetera. I don't know what you think about all this, but just talk about, you know, Indiana. You have, you know, Miss Madison, Ed Cooper, and now you guys are involved. Is that hype, or is there something to that?
Well, I think it's fun to play the East versus West, Detroit versus Seattle thing, and I've got a lot of friends out there, and we go back and forth pretty regular. But I think the neat part about seeing boats from different parts of the country, I mean, you've got boats in Vegas and San Diego, and we're in Decatur, Indiana, and Madison and Evansville, is that all those groups are going to bring kind of a hometown base, and they're going to help spread the word about the sport. And I think that's the best part, is that you know, when it's all based in Seattle, yeah, it's big in Seattle, but we need to get the word out to the rest of the country that, you know, this thing's growing and it's a great sport, it's exciting, and I think that's the best thing that's going to come out of all that.